The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Thursday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is Piscopo in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer.
Hey, it's Piscopo in the Morning, 5 minutes after 6 o'clock. Great to have you with us this morning. Good morning, good morning. Up and at 'em. Yankees won. Yay. Very exciting. I was at the game. I had to leave early. I'm such a wuss. I had to leave early. But I you know, I worry about you. I said, I got to get up in the morning. So I sneaked out. Whoop, got to go to work. And I just left early. But I got to tell you, it was fun to see. I saw Aaron Judge's home run. It was great. Giancarlo hit the home run. Now they go into the Boston series on Friday. So that's all good. And I'll tell you about all the craziness. And we had a fun time. Thank you, Staten Island. I love Staten Island. When I first came on the show, five boroughs. You know the greatest place on earth, Joe? I go, New Jersey? No, he goes, Staten Island. You know, then my mother tells me these stories about Staten Island when she was a kid, how she went there, how her parents were married in Staten Island. And then there's Piscopos all over Staten Island. I didn't know. Who knew? So, and we had the best time until Lois and Richard Nicotra over at the Hilton. And thank you for coming by. We just had the best time. But there's riveting news now. Now, apparently, the FBI found nothing on this on Kavanaugh in this report coming up. The White House announced early it has received the FBI's investigation into Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh and is fully confident he will be confirmed to the nation's highest court. So the senators will be able to see the report of the FBI investigation into sexual assault allegations against Brett Kavanaugh this morning. NBC News reports that senators will be allowed to read the report at a secure area of the Capitol. I want to see that. Are they going to hide all the senators in a little corner together? And Corey will have his little Spartacus hat on? No, I'm sorry. I don't mean starting at 8 a.m. this morning. So the report will not be made public. Therein lies the problem with the United States government. Why don't we just see it? Like, we don't know. Like, we're not smart enough. We're the public. We know. The report will not be made public. The material includes summaries of FBI interviews, but does not draw any conclusions as to who's telling the truth. While not marked secret or even classified, I'm reading here, Senate rules require the report to be locked in a safe until signed out by a senator or committee member or Geraldo Rivera. That's not really what it says. I made that up. But wouldn't that be great? They should have Geraldo go in, open the safe to see what the FBI said about Kavanaugh. The whole thing's a fiasco. It's an embarrassment and a fiasco. This whole Brett Kavanaugh thing, I'm telling you, you know it and I know it. And we just listen, we'll be nice. Let's see what happens, see how it unfolds, you know. But I really think there's nothing going to be said. So Mitch McConnell, he's already, they're set to vote. Mitch McConnell is set to vote on a cloture, which means that ends the debate. They put forth a motion to end the debate. You know, I think they make it so confusing down there so we don't understand it. And they're doing a pretty darn good job of that down there in the Senate. So they vote cloture, and the vote will be tomorrow. This is what I'm predicting about Brett Kavanaugh. And now the guy's so and now you have to ask you this. You give us a call when you get a chance, but is he damaged goods? You know, they put him through the ringer. Now they say, even my friend Corey says, well, it doesn't matter if he's guilty or innocent. You hear him say that? It doesn't matter if you're guilty or innocent. He just went through. By the way, the tenor of Brett Kavanaugh, as soon as he came out, fired up, that's the Supreme Court justice I want on the Supreme Court, on the United States Supreme Court. I want a guy like that. I want a guy, when I looked at Antonin Scalia, rest his brilliant soul, I didn't know if he was going to snap at me, what he was thinking. I'd like that. You need that. What do we want, a wuss? Another wuss? No. put Brett Kavanaugh on there, Mr. President. And the one time I met Antonin Scalia, I told you when they honored him at the Columbus Citizens Foundation. And I think it was one of the first times I was doing the Columbus Day Parade. Maybe the second year I was doing the Columbus Day Parade. I was petrified of Antonin Scalia. Petrified. And then I mean, he did a press conference. And he went in, and I saw him manhandle the press, not unlike the way Donald Trump manhandles the press. Woman handles the press. Take your pick. And he was very harsh, Antonin Scalia was. Mr. Justice, they started asking him questions. And it was terse, and it's the way I wanted my Supreme Court justice to be, with guts, with conviction, with attitude. I like that. You know, that's the kind of person I think. That's the person I want. And then I got to meet Antonin Scalia. I told you that we met after I did New York with a high school band, the Golden Lions, by the way, North Hunterdon High School in Hunterdon County. And Antonin Scalia watched the whole performance of me, Columbus Day, all those years ago, singing New York, New York. He goes, you know, Joe, I was in a high school band. And we chatted, and he was one of the nicest men I've ever met in my life, as I believe Brett Kavanaugh is. But I like that he came out with that attitude. They're saying he doesn't have the temperament for Supreme Court justice. I disagree and couldn't disagree more. So that's the big story of the day. The most searing story and the most riveting story is there is an assault on law enforcement in the United States of America. And the president can't do more than try to change the tenor of the way we feel toward law enforcement, because during the past 8 years, it was very, very anti-cop. You just got that feel. They blame the police for everything. And I know you feel the same way. I'm just sick of hearing it. Are you going to go in? Are you going to run into ground zero? Are you going to step in the line of fire when these wacko terrorists start knifing us or driving their cars? Now, what happened in South Carolina, an upscale community, by the way, in South Carolina, after all they went through with the hurricane, they're shocked. The community is in shock after 7 law enforcement officers were shot. 7! One fatally on Wednesday. It happened during a chaotic 2-hour standoff in a town called Florence. Florence County Sheriff's deputies and Florence police officers, they were executing a search warrant. Here you go, when they came under fire. How many times do I tell you that? If you're a police officer in this day and age, in the 21st century, you got to wear like a SWAT outfit to go serve a warrant. Or you got to wear a SWAT outfit to go make a domestic violence call. Officials said the suspect had a vantage point that allowed him to see officers coming from 100 yards away. Eventually, the suspect surrendered after speaking with a negotiator. Police officer shot fatally. 7 law enforcement officers shot. This is war against cops. And I really think it's the tenor of police. And don't think that social media, that anti-cop social rhetoric on the social media doesn't hurt the police. It does. Just an unfortunate situation that we'll track. By the way, Jerry Flynn is the international president of the United Federation of Police Officers, and he will join us in the 9 o'clock hour, and we're going to see exactly how we can stop these law enforcement attacks. And I think we may have to join together as citizens to at least, make our voices heard and to stop this anti-cop rhetoric. Piscopo in the morning, there's so much going on that you see that China the ship come close to our Navy destroyer. I want to get into that. Why did that happen? It was like yards away, apparently. We'll get into that this morning. The presidential alert. I love that. The presidential alert. Did you get your presidential alert on your phone? A little sound went off and it was, oh, President Trump is calling me. I love that. I know it ticks off every liberal that it says presidential alert. And I wanted to see Donald Trump, like a little meme of Donald Trump waving, saying, just checking, just to irritate the left, you know, I'm just checking in, you know, like that. Oh, my goodness gracious. So there's a lot going on, including, you know, they moved, there's some correction officers that got into a fight in New York City. Very, very unsettling. We've been following that with the head of the Correction Officers Union, Elias Souza Medin, and Mayor de Blasio wants to move Rikers and separate Rikers and put it in different neighborhoods. Now there's really a serious problem with that. We'll get into that this morning too. Just not protecting law enforcement in all walks of life enough. So we'll get into that this morning with Piscopo in the morning. Great. It's a great city too. That's what I love about the city. Oh, by the way, and I'll tell you who's on the show, and we'll get into it. 14 minutes after 6 o'clock. I drive. You know, it's so fun. Look at my life. I drive, and this is minimal, really, and silly stuff. But I think you'd go through the same thing. I leave Manhattan I pack from one hotel to go to the next hotel because I go after the show. You think this is my life. I go to the sales staff. Do we have a hotel room for Joe? This is like a game that we play at the radio station because God forbid they should have a hotel room for the talent or for, you know what, or for a salesperson who, like, if it's raining or it's snowing and you get snowed in during the winter, there should be a place to go. We got nothing. We got nothing. So I'll go with, like, I go play the game in the sales room. They go, I go to Mary. Is there a room for Joe? No, there's no. Well, we have, now we have to see how much the rooms are before. I have to, like, grovel for a hotel room. I swear to you. So we go in. I'm at one hotel, which I like. I told you that. Well, you can't stay there because it's too expensive. You got to go to the other hotel. Fine. I unpack. I go. I drive. I do the whole thing. I told you that. Then yesterday, I get out of that hotel because, God forbid, they should keep me there. But they put me in another hotel at the Hilton with Lois and Richard Nikocher. And I drive there, and it's great. And we do the whole thing. I have a great time at Staten Island. Then I drove from Staten Island. I got out, and I went over to Verrazano. And you know what? I could have been really like, what the heck is going on? At my age, I should be dealing with this. I took a second, and I looked at this beautiful, grand city of New York. It's a Jersey guy. And I really never saw it from the other side. I always see it from coming into New Jersey. Listen, this is funny. I come over to Verrazano, which is really beautiful, right? And then I took the Manhattan Bridge. Was the Manhattan Bridge, I guess? I took in and I took over. I went through Brooklyn. And I went down to the Brooklyn-Queens Expressway. Because I could have gone through the tunnel, you know, I could have gone through the Hugh Carey Tunnel, but I said, let me go the different way. Brooklyn, and I'm seeing New York. I've seen all of Wall Street as I went through. And I actually relaxed and enjoyed the view. You see the attitude? I just said, this is really nice. Look at this city. Got into Manhattan. Then I went out to the stadium. It was a beautiful night for a ball game. And I took the high road. Could have been bitter. Could have been complaining. But it's early yet. Stay tuned because I may get there. But it just changed my whole tenor and my whole tone. So may I, your humble radio announcer, pass that on to you this morning. To just take the high road. Just take a look at the nice tile on the side of the Holland Tunnel. I said, is that too corny? I tell you, I had a good time just going in. Hey, and Russ Salzburg, by the way, we had the funniest time at the Yankee Stadium. Yankee Stadium, I sat next to a guy. He starts talking to me, and I'm going to talk about it with Russ in 8 o'clock hour. The guy at Yankee Stadium, I was really in a good mood till I sat next to the guy next to me at Yankee Stadium who I didn't know. Hey, how about that? They start the conversation. You want to turn to the person next to you at the ballgame and go, I really have no interest in chatting with you. My friends are to my left. You're to my right. We have a seat here. Don't touch me. Don't talk to me. Let me enjoy the game. I don't want to break down and have an analysis of the game with you all. The guy was going to talk to me the whole time. Hey, my name's Bill. What's your name? He had no idea who I was. He goes, I go, Joe. He goes, hey, Joe, how are you? Shakes my hand. Now that, of course, gets me off. You're going to touch me, shake my hand, then I got a problem. So, Russ, when Russ comes on, we'll talk about it. Hysterical. And so I didn't mean rude to the guy, but we Russ and I kind of stuck to each other there. Hey, Joe DeGeneva is going to be on. Joe is a legend, and he really is. He so speaks the mind. He's a former U.S. attorney for the District of Columbia and a distinguished attorney. We're going to talk about this Kavanaugh FBI investigation. Get into this a big way. Russ, you don't want to hear Russ because Russ is on fire. He was on fire at the game. He's going to really be on fire this morning. Steve Perillo, we're all going to Italy. You know that. Third-generation CEO of Perillo Tours and ItalyVacations.com. ItalyVacations.com. Steve will join us. Jerry Flynn, again, international president of the United Federation of Police Officers. What is going on with this assault on law enforcement in the United States of America? It's got to stop. And the one, the only, Rudy Giuliani, Mayor Giuliani, will chat with us, and we'll talk with the mayor about the Kavanaugh confirmation. Also want to touch base. I was with the mayor most of Sunday at the Tunnel to Towers run. We had Frank Siller on yesterday, and when I introduced Rudy, I tell you, Ground Zero, I'll tell you what, the place went, they love Rudy Giuliani. They went crazy. They cheered for, they don't forget what Mayor Giuliani did for this city, nor do we. 18 minutes after 6 o'clock on AM 970, The Answer. Frankie, great to hang with you.
Absolutely.
All day. I had dinner with you the other night, and then we do the thing, and then lunch. Lunch we had.
It was a great time. It was great to have you in Staten Island, and I'm really hoping you'll make it a regular stop.
If it was very convenient. I got out so easy. I was in such a good mood driving around. driving around such a, I don't know what happened, because you know me, I'm always, you know, traffic, Al. I'm out of words for traffic. And good morning, Albert, to you. I will grump. I'm going, you know what? This is not a bad drive. I got out to Staten Island so easy to the Hilton Hills.
What about doing the show from there every day?
I would think about that. I tell you, it was so nice. It's easier for you guys.
Oh, yeah.
And the Hilton is great. And I know Richard and Lois, for a nominal fee, would probably give us a hotel room. Right? Because Lord knows I can't get one in Manhattan. And this the station, you know what I'm going to do, by the way? And we got to talk about it. We go to break. I'm either gonna get a place in New York, or just crash out of my office, get a new futon, you know, something a little more comfortable than that burlap couch that we have. Am I right?
Yeah.
Something like that. But it was nice. Then I went to Staten Island. I took that drive. What a magnificent city. You know, you see it from the other side. I never see it from the other side like that.
Oh, absolutely. And so, greatest city in the world.
And, you know, I just made myself say, look how beautiful this is. Stop being so grumpy about traffic. You think anybody's buying that in traffic today?
No.
No. Not for a second. Al's in a grumpy mood. I don't even want to go there.
You have no idea the mood.
Oh, but I do. We can tell. Frank and I do. And,
I have way too much to do today, and my computer not working is not helping the situation at all.
I'm sorry.
I'm beyond.
You didn't want to join us at lunch. You had your buddy come see you. You had your friend come see
you
yesterday.
Well, he was working the room. He was doing business. He works for a big copy company. So
you didn't want to join us for lunch?
No. Frank invited me. You see, you slanted your eyes there as if I wasn't invited. Frank invited me.
No,
I chose not to. I actually went to the Commons Cafe, which is off of... it's not off the Nicotra properties, but it's run by the Nicotras. 100%.
Everything's run by the
Well, 100% of the proceeds at the Commons Cafe is given to charity.
Oh, I love that.
My friend works there. She said, come by. You know, we'd love to see you. And ended up getting lunch over there, and it was a very nice time.
We'll get into it all. We missed you, Albert. We had a very nice lunch with Congressman Donovan.
And I know why Russ is angry. Part of the reason why he's angry.
Wait.
Oh, boy.
Well, he had to pay $52 to park his car.
Did you see him? He sat next to me. He started on that.
It's obscene. It is absolutely obscene that the media and people that go to a playoff game for the Yankees have to go to a lot and pay $52 to park. Now, and Russ said, it's not about me. I can afford it. It's not a big deal for me, but it's for other people that are coming to the game, especially the media people.
Yeah, you're right.
Freelancers, they work a baseball game.
They got to pay too.
They have to pay, and if the freelancer makes
about my hotel room.
If the freelancer makes $50 for the game or $100 for the game, what happens?
Yeah.
Half of his money is going to parking.
Yeah, it's true. It's
terrible.
It's so true. Hey, 21 minutes after 6 o'clock, let's go on the road. So Susie's with us this morning. Good morning,
yes.
Susie.
Hi, no
Susie.
Music, so.
Good morning. Hey guys. You went to the game last night. I'm so impressed.
I know. I went there as a guest, and I was there with Russ.
Yes, I love Russ.
Oh, which is you got to go to the game with Russ Salzberg.
Oh,
it's hysterical.
I can't even imagine. I know, how much fun.
That but
alone.
I didn't like the guy next to me started to talk.
I heard.
People. Are we automatically in this together? I guess.
No, but
really
come on. They see Joe Piscopo. I don't think he had any idea.
This guy just wanted
Joe
to
Piscopo.
Talk. I don't think these guys have much conversations at home. So when they get to the game, it's like a continuous rant about the game, and it was nice, but I really wasn't. I turned my attention to Russ.
This guy's got to have friends to have that much money to sit in that seat.
Yeah, it's true.
Mm. You know, he's got no friends.
He was lonely. The guy was lonely. Now I feel bad. Now you're making me feel bad.
But you know, you probably made his night all day today. Whoever this guy is like, I went to the game.
Yeah.
And you know who sat next to me?
Yeah.
Joe Piscopo.
Some guy named Joe. Yeah. Hey, 23 after 6. Susie, how are we doing out there today, traffic-wise? And a good morning to you.
Yeah, already some problems out there. We've got an accident on the Bronx River Parkway south, but at Gun Hill Road, that has one lane blocked. You're backed up from the Westchester line. The stall is gone on the ramp from the inbound George to the southbound West Side Highway. Delays on the Deegan southbound Fordham Road down to Yankee Stadium. The LIE Westbound packed in Queens Utopia Parkway to Woodhaven Boulevard. Inbound George 20 for the upper, 10 to 15 for the lower. The inbound Lincoln is 10. The Holland is 20 from either approach. Alternate side is in effect. The crash on the Parkway northbound near exit 100 is gone. And the throughway southbound pretty slow already. Exit 13 down to 12 heading out of Rockland. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerrone on AM 970. The Answer.
Buying a home requires a lending partner who can help you navigate through the mortgage process. A Citizens Bank loan officer can help answer all your questions and help you select the products you need in a clear and personal way. So the next time you have a question about home financing, call 212-857-6668, 212-857-6668, and ask a Citizen. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank N.A., NMLS number 433960, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Joe Piscopo. I don't think there's any more important service in any community than a hospital emergency room. The ER is where you go in crisis and where you expect to find dedicated, talented professionals any time of the day or night. Let me tell you that the ER at Trinitas Regional Medical Center is such a place in the Elizabeth and Union County communities. And the best news is Trinitas is growing their ER to serve you better. They're doubling the number of treatment rooms, adding state-of-the-art technology, and creating separate private areas for families and seniors. The community is 100% behind Trinitas, and they're donating the entire $18 million cost of this project. Trinitas is an outstanding place for healing. I've been there. I've met the people. Please learn more about Trinitas Regional Medical Center by visiting TrinitasRMC.org today. That's TrinitasRMC.org. Thank you.
Hi, it's Bagels and Broadway with me, Valerie Smaldone, Saturday mornings at 9. I'll be talking theater, food, nightlife, day life, restaurants, and new food products. Theater, food, wine, what else do you need? AM 970.
Hey, it's Piscopo in the morning, 625. Hi, we're just gossiping, we're talking. Oh, don't forget, October 11th. The business breakfast. You know, I'm gonna if I can, I'm gonna tell you things today. And then this is the day that you go to certain websites that we suggest. Is that okay? Today is the day. AM970answer.com. Register for free for the Salem business breakfast. This is gonna be huge. DR Catering is there. Dominic is there. This is the best breakfast that you're gonna have, and you're gonna get it for free. Yes, for free. At the Salem Business Breakfast, October 11th, at the Wanacue Academic Center, Passaic County Community College, right off of 287. You know, Mitchell Modell is going to be there. I shouldn't really have to tell you more than that. Mitchell is a legendary CEO of Modell Sporting Goods. You will learn so much about this guy. I love his energy. I love his love for New York, his love for people. He's got such a huge heart. What he does for charity, Mitchell Modell, you got to come see Mitchell October 11th at Passaic County Community College at the Salem Business Breakfast. Also, Joan Herman's going to be there of Conversations with Joan. Ace Watana Suparp. I got his I got his name right there, or at least close enough. Yeah, Franco's. Yeah, maybe a little bit. He's from Citizens Bank. He will be there. Plus, the Wildlife Conservation Society is giving away a one-year membership to the New York City Zoos and Aquariums. And, of course, we will be broadcasting live with Frank and Al and Debbie and myself right there from the Wanacue Academic Center on the campus of Passaic County Community College. Register again. Today's the day you're going to do it, huh? You take free tickets, I'm just saying, to the Salem Business Breakfast. It's October 11th, okay? AM970TheAnswer.com.
Joe Walsh, coming up tonight at 9 on AM970, The Answer.
This portion of Piscopo in the Morning brought to you by Modell Sporting Goods Store.
There's a man who leads a life of danger. To everyone he meets, he stays a stranger.
I'll find this out. Let it go. So this is what's happening.
Odds are he won't live to see tomorrow.
Secret agent man.
Secret agent man.
This is amazing for me. So Al's in like the grumpiest mood of all. And there's always, when Al comes in, he's in a grumpy mood. That's the way the day starts. But no, it is. You're always grumpy. And it's always at what degree of grumpiness. And this is what I love about you, man. Really, really, it's funny. People go, what was that? Was Al like a news guy? I go, yeah, until I prodded the bear, I poked the bear, and now I've created a broadcasting monster who I love dearly. So it's just a matter of grumpiness. So now his computer goes down, because God forbid, it's nothing. I can't get a hotel room. I'm going to be just rant a little bit. And you guys should get computers. We should have a trade-off with like a computer company or a Best Buy, and you guys should have computers.
I was told by the company years ago when I asked for my own laptop that They didn't have the money for it.
Okay. So, well, now they have the money for it. So let's buy Al a computer.
We'll see.
I'll get you a computer.
No, because you'll buy me some Apple piece of garbage that won't work. So thank you, but no.
Hey, listen, is yours? Excuse me, Mr. Cthulhu.
No, it's not working currently.
Mr. Grumpy Pricey.
I'm about to throw it out the window.
I know.
And I have a lot to do today.
The Apple always
coming
seems
in later
to reboot.
With tacos. I got all kinds of stuff going on. I don't have time for this.
National Taco Day, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
Thank you, Frank. So what happened? You don't know what happened? Your computer just busted.
It's showing
Al puts all his music. We don't back.
Well,
up
it's
the
not
music.
Just music. It's everything. It's all my also,
but
it's
you,
stuff for
but
the
if
show.
You can't play what they call bumper music,
right?
So we turn to Mr. Morano and we say, Frank, you. Frank goes, I'll play the bumper music. Mm. Secret Agent Man pops up. I had no idea you like that.
Absolutely.
So you have a series of playlists.
Yeah. Well, the you know on my Sunday morning program.
Oh, yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Sometimes people like the things I say. Sometimes people like the guests that I have. Sometimes not. But the one thing that gets universal acclaim is my music selection.
Mm-hmm. And in your beer show, does that same thing happen with you with the beer show, Al? I'm just checking.
No comment.
You know what? So we could play Murano music all morning.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, this is good, Frank. Thank you for saving the day.
My pleasure.
I'm very
curious. I'm used to it.
A lot of Neil Diamond?
No, it's diverse. It's diverse. It runs the gamut.
Esoteric.
I don't see you, Frankie Five Bros, ever putting headphones on going, let me just sit back and listen to a little Sinatra. From 1960s or Neil Diamond. You would pick up a book before you did that, correct?
Yeah,
or a political article written of that day.
Well, I mean, it depends on the circumstance, right? On the train or on the bus or something.
Music?
Yeah, I would generally read. No.
He's very studious, very intellectual. Hey, 6:30. Frankie, before we get to all the craziness about Kavanaugh, and we'll be addressing it handily on the show today. What happened with the Riker situation with the in the city? That was terrible. There you had some correction officers hurt because they moved a gang out of Rikers. Correct me if I'm wrong. I'm just riffing here. I don't have it in front of me. But they moved the gang out of Rikers. This and Elias Huzamadine's been saying to the mayor, "Do not do this. You're gonna have problems." They moved the gang out of Rikers. Where'd they go? To the Ritz Hotel or something like that?
Well, so teenagers were moved off Rikers Island for safety. They were moved to a juvenile facility called the Horizon Juvenile Center in the Bronx, right?
Yeah.
And rather than them being safe, what happened is they brought the mayhem that was at Rikers with them. So on Wednesday, yesterday, 20 correction officers, 20, okay, suffered minor injuries when a fight involving 16 inmates, from two rival gangs broke out yesterday morning. Okay, now, Elias and the correction officers, they said the fight started apparently when one group of teenagers who were in school at the facility spotted members of a rival gang in the hallway. So after the fight, unions representing the correction officers and the social workers, as well as two city council members, Democrats, criticized the mayor and city officials for moving these young inmates before addressing safety and security concerns. I mean, what you're seeing here, Joe, is basically a textbook example of what the de Blasio administration does. There's no thinking, there's no planning, there's no wondering, oh, what's going to happen if we do X? Let's just do and see what happens. And in this case, the see what happens is 20 correction officers were injured. Now, the mayor and other city officials, they're saying change takes time, and they're urging patience.
Oh, my gosh.
The mayor's quote was, it is a brand new approach. It's certainly going to take some work to perfect it, but we must keep those facilities secure.
Yeah, it's inexcusable. And we'll stay on that story as well. I'm just trying to touch on everything this morning. 6:32 right now with Joe. Capitol Hill police are on Wednesday were investigating two additional doxing incidents. Frankie Five Boroughs, this is where you go onto somebody, you investigate somebody online and just try to dig up dirt. On the other side. Is that what this is? Doxing?
That's my understanding.
After a former Democratic congressional intern was accused of posting the personal information of at least one Republican senator during last week's judicial committee hearing, sources say. Now, apparently this person worked for, and I may be wrong, this has come out of Dianne Feinstein's office. This is all rumor.
Yeah, I'm not sure where that person worked.
They're going, what lengths they're going to stop Kavanaugh on the other side. Now they're trying to destroy the reputations of absolutely everybody. Just it's a scorched earth policy going in. which is worse. It's worse than anything that Judge Kavanaugh has said or has done. You know, and also, was there a ricin? It wasn't ricin. It was the ingredient that you could make ricin with that was sent to Ted Cruz's office. Is that what happened?
Yeah, that person, I believe, has been arrested. The person involved in that ricin attack. But yeah, they made an arrest yesterday. He's a Navy veteran who sent ricin to the Pentagon and to the White House, and they arrested this fellow yesterday. He's expected to be charged officially either today or tomorrow. Now, the envelopes never actually reached the White House or the Pentagon. But it was addressed to President Trump.
All right. Thank you, Frankie Five Boroughs. Joe Piscopo on the radio, and at 6:34 right now, Big Al is going to give you the headline news with no music. We're going to go right into it, and then we're going to come back. I'm going to get into all the news that we got today, and we're not letting it slip by, and we're going to deal with all this news, with the translators, what you hear, how they try to sway us, how they try to take the narrative and go down their own little path, you know, for their own little personal interest and their own personal gain in Washington. We'll break it down objectively and very, very honestly, at least the best we can. 6:34 with Joe on the radio. Big Al has the headline news on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
61 degrees at 6:35. I'm Al Gattulo with Local News First. Here's what's going on. More than 100 women from across New York City are traveling to Washington, D.C. today to protest Brett Kavanaugh's nomination to the Supreme Court. The event, organized by the New York City-based Center for Popular Democracy, they're planning to join the group Women's March, which is organizing the Cancel Kavanaugh March in Washington. CPD's co-executive director, Anna Maria Arcala, made headlines recently after confronting Republican Senator Jeff Flake of Arizona in an elevator over Kavanaugh's nomination. Yorktown officials might need a little time apart after tempers flared during a board meeting earlier this week. Supervisor and council members were getting set to vote on hiring the town's new council when things got ugly. Council member asked to delay the vote, and other officials started yelling at him. The newspaper gets crumpled and a gavel gets slammed before others intervened. The meeting eventually finished after a brief recess. In sports, Yankees moving on to a matchup with their bitter rivals, the Boston Red Sox. Bronx Bombers cruise past the Oakland Athletics in the American League wild card game with a 7-2 win. Aaron Judge got the party started in the first inning with a two-run homer. The Bombers never looked back. The Red Sox will host the Yankees for Game 1 of the American League Division Series tomorrow night. Stuck in traffic, Susie Cerrone's got the answer.
Clear in 62 in the city. What's going on? We have the answer. Accident on the Bronx River Parkway south and at Gun Hill Road, blocking lane delays well into Yonkers. The LIE westbound is packed in Queens. Utopia Parkway to Woodhaven Boulevard. Inbound George 20 for the upper, 15 for the lower. Inbound Lincoln is 10. The Holland is 20 from either approach. Alternate side of the street, parking rules in effect today. Accident cleared on the Parkway northbound near exit 100 and huge delays on the New York State Thruway southbound. It is slow from 14A for the Garden State Parkway right down to the new Tappan Zee Bridge. Checking your forecast today, partly sunny and 79. Tonight, partly cloudy and 57. Friday, sunny and 66. Saturday, partly sunny and 66. So a rain-free weekend in store. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerrone on AM 970, The Answer.
Brought to you by The Home Depot. The next generation of home improvement has everything you need to do projects smarter, faster, and for less every day. The Home Depot. More saving, more doing.
Your table, ladies.
Thank you so much.
So, Vicky, how have you been?
Great. It's been so long. Last time we saw each other was what? Your daughter's wedding on that yacht? What was it? The Atlantis?
Yes, the Atlantis. It was perfect for the wedding with its three decks, bridal suite, immaculate restrooms, dance floor, and state-of-the-art sound system.
The food and service was great, and I hear they bake those delicious rolls right on board.
They do.
You know, I've been trying to decide what to do for my daughter's Sweet 16 and some corporate events.
You should absolutely book the Atlantis. They do more than just weddings. Sunset cocktail parties, bar and bat mitzvahs, luncheons, and guests are able to board from several locations. Francesca was so easy to work with. Call her at 212-385-9400 or email her at events@franstouchofclass.com.
Charter the Atlantis for your event today. Call Francesca at 212-385-9400 or visit franstouchofclass.com. For a limited time, mention AM 970 for a free menu upgrade on the Atlantis.
So here's a story you might relate to. I used to post to job boards, only to end up with hundreds of resumes to sort through.
It took weeks to go through all of those resumes.
Just to find a handful of people
who were right for my job.
It was overwhelming. That old process was
not smart. I mean, it's not easy to find a
network architect,
financial analyst,
childcare assistant.
But then I went to ZipRecruiter. They figured out hiring.
ZipRecruiter did the work for me. Their powerful matching technology scanned thousands of resumes to identify people with the right skills, education, and experience for my job.
And actively invited them to apply.
So I could hire qualified candidates fast. Smart.
See why ZipRecruiter is rated number one by employers in the U.S. Try ZipRecruiter now for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. Once again, ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. Based on Trustpilot rating of hiring sites with over 1,000 reviews.
You can't make it up. Humbling. That's what this job is, humbling. Now, I don't even have a plastic fork and knife. I couldn't get from my friend.
Even your hands. Like an animal.
Like an animal. What are you, an animal?
What are you, an animal?
What are you, an
We're
animal?
Not animal.
Hey.
You got to go back to Karen. You got to go back. What are we? Paul Savino, remember? He says,
oh, you're funny.
We're not animal.
Paul Servino with Ray Liotta. Hey, 6:39 with Joe on the radio. Can I tell you about MyPillow's a mattress topper? This is spectacular. You got to again, this is the morning you're going to try everything, all right? Do you mind if you do that? If you go online, go to MyPillow.com. Just remember, please, you get the promo code is AM970. And, you know, Mike Lindell has been a friend of the show for years now. Now he has this for you. This 30% off the MyPillow mattress topper. You got to try the mattress topper. I sleep on a mattress topper every night when I'm home. That's great. Plus, that you get if you get 30% off the MyPillow mattress topper, you're thinking this is great. Mike also throws in two free standard size MyPillows. Here's the number, 800-651-0798. 800-651-0798. Use the promo code AM970, please, or go, again, to MyPillow.com. You've got nothing to lose. This is why I say go to MyPillow.com. Check out the mattress topper deal, 30% off the mattress topper from MyPillow, plus those two free standard size MyPillows, 800-651-0798. But it's got a 60-day money-back guarantee. Boom. Made in America. Boom. It's got a 10-year warranty. You have nothing to lose. What are you, an animal? You got nothing to lose. Go to MyPillow.com. Please use the promo code AM970.
Michael Medved. Coming up at 3 on AM970, The Answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
I think it's good. I like that.
You're looking at me. I have no control over it. It's all Murano all the time.
This is good, though, Frankie. It's a new side of Murano. I didn't know now. You got the music there. I like this. I wouldn't have chosen this song, but... Me, I'd probably do Frank Sinatra and Jimi Hendrix both that with the Dave sprinkled by the Dave Clark Five and the Animals. That would be me. Hey, Joe DiGenovo is going to be on the show, former U.S. attorney for the District of Columbia and distinguished attorney. We're going to see what's happening with this Kavanaugh FBI investigation. Apparently, it came back. What a surprise. They found nothing. They got nothing. The whole thing was a setup. How do I say to you? You know, I don't even have to tell you what a joke this was. What an embarrassment this was. How embarrassed you are and I am of the United States Senate and what they've done and how they've taken this guy and they just pulled him over the coals, scraped him over the coals in Judge Kavanaugh. Yeah, you know, politically, is he the best choice? I don't know. But you don't do that to an individual and to their family. What kind of people are they? Really, these are animals down there in D.C., Albert. These are animals. How do you do that to somebody? Cannot figure out. And then when you see Dr. Ford, and God forbid you say anything, and I agreed with that, you know, you have that something went on in her life. Something is not right, in my opinion, mentally with the gal. I feel bad for her. But to take down somebody, she had no information. There were so many holes in her argument. Now they go, the FBI, when you testify before the Senate, that's it. You can't lie to the Senate because that's a felony. But so let's bring the FBI in. And then they go, then they figure, this is getting away from us. Then they say, guilty or innocent. Senator Booker says, guilty or innocent, we shouldn't have this guy because he doesn't have the temperament. Yes, I liked when Judge Kavanaugh got ticked off, when he got ticked off and he came out of the box and he fought. That's the kind of Supreme Court justice I want. And it's disgraceful the way they treated this guy. Good Lord, they should be ashamed of themselves. So we'll see what's right. Right now, Mitch McConnell is they're set to vote on the cloture today to vote tomorrow on Kavanaugh. And the White House now has this report, apparently. And this is my favorite. They're keeping it from the public. I don't know why they do that. But the material, this FBI report, includes FBI interviews, but does not draw any conclusions as to who's telling the truth, God forbid, right? 8 o'clock, they're going to keep it locked in a safe. This is hysterical. It's hysterical. They're going to lock this the report in a safe. I want to see all the, and I really think they should call Geraldo Rivera to open the safe
he
up.
He knows about safes.
You know what I'm saying? Come on, and do it on live television. What is in the safe? Geraldo, what do you got down there? In the bowels of the Capitol, all the, and what kind of, Frank, and you're good at this, and we like to play politics and predict politics, you know. At 8 o'clock, who do you think, what senators do you think will be out there, you know, for the press? You know, all the Democratic senators will be out there at 8 o'clock. I mean, what are they going to be? There's got to be a camera there. There's got to be a camera there. This is going to be like a fiasco. It's going to be a zoo down there.
Yeah, I mean, it's already a zoo. Yeah. I mean, there's really very little discussion about the merits of this particular Supreme Court nominee. It's all a show. It's all, yeah. It's very sad.
Yeah, so he'll go through. He'll get through, I think, tomorrow. I imagine he'll get through. The fact of the matter is, we talked about this. I say Flake votes no. Just because Flake, this has nothing to do with the girl in the elevator, who was paid, by the way, who was a paid protester. These people are paid from anti-American groups. And there's a George Soros, whoever it is, they pay these people to go in. And then they just rant. And if you're a public official, you can't answer it back because they don't let you get a word in edgewise. They are paid. And that girl has nothing to do with Jeff Flake's decision. That is, Jeff Flake is taking a shot right against Donald Trump. That's all this is about. And he's going to vote no, I would bet money on.
Well, we'll see. It's going to be very interesting to see what happens. That one woman who confronted Senator Flake in the elevator, she's a national committee person with the Working Families Party. And she acknowledged after that even if that she would oppose whomever Trump picked.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? So it's not as if. If Kavanaugh picked another, you know, Coney Barrett or, you know, Cardamon or some other conservative judge, that she'd be okay with it. She was going to oppose whomever it was.
This is funny. Now celebrities are coming out against Brett Kavanaugh. Does anybody care? How do you think if I show up against Brett Kavanaugh that people are going to care? John Legend, Amy Schumer, Alicia Keys, Whoopi's going out. What are they going to do, something in New York today?
You know, there's Kavanaugh protests all over the country.
Oh, my Lord. Oh, and what happened with all those religious groups? Did you see the religious groups come out against Kavanaugh?
I didn't see that.
It's all orchestrated. It's all like they're like all these ministers and all, of course, it's all these very, very liberal, far left groups. Even of the church, and they're going up against Kavanaugh. And all it does is strengthen my conviction that this is the guy that should be the Supreme Court justice. It's a shenanigan, and to your point, anybody that Donald Trump puts in there, they're going to try to take down Frankie Five Boroughs.
Yeah, well, I mean, this really does have a chilling effect on anybody that would want to go into government in any level. I mean, I heard a portion of your discussion on this topic with Sheriff Clark yesterday. I mean, it really has to give everybody pause about taking any presidential appointment. Who would want to subject themselves and their family to this?
I know. It's so weird. And before we go to break, you know, I mentioned this on the air yesterday. We were chatting. And I was, I went to see Allie. I told you this yesterday. She's on the, in Manhattan. And then we're walking through the Upper East Side, right? And then the couple stopped me. I said this yesterday. And they said, Joe. And I said, hi. And they said, we thank you for speaking the truth, is what they said to me. So I talked to this couple. And they go, yeah. They said, well, we talked about Kavanaugh. And then they talked about how they're Republicans. And I said, you're Republicans on the Upper East Side of New York City? And they said, yes. And then they said, and when we go and vote, Frankie, they said this, and forgive me for repeating, but I think it's just that I repeat this because it really is an anomaly to see any Republicans on the Upper East Side of Manhattan. They went to vote and they go, oh, yes, we're here to vote at their voting district on the Upper East Side. And there's all Democrat. So there was no Republican like area we could go. They said, well, we're Republicans. And the gal who was behind, you know, the running the whole voting thing for that morning says, oh, and you're probably Christian, too.
Oh, wow.
I mean, do you see where we're going in the country? That right there is exactly what they're trying to take away. So, wow. So now I'm coming to work this morning, and I'm going by, and I'm thinking, what is, when I'm out of here, which is, you know, could be tomorrow, whatever it is, when I drop dead, and my kids, and I'm working so hard to take care of my children. What are they going to have to do? What do they do? What is the world going to be like? We have to stand fast. And I say to you who fight, who believe in everything that's happening, that's good, that we are on the right track in Washington, that confirm Kavanaugh, let's just move on. The economy's doing good. Look what the stock market did yesterday. And we all believe in that. Stand fast. Because we are the last of the Mohicans. And I tell you what, with due respect to my Native American friends, but we're the last of the breed. They're trying to take it all away. When my kids come in, or if they're Christian, they're going to be vilified? Is that what's going to happen? If they're conservative, they're going to be vilified? Where are we going with this country? And that's why I feel such a responsibility to come behind the microphone and really speak the truth. And I'm so objective, and I see the other side, and I understand the criticisms. But don't be anti-American, and that's what these people are doing. They want to tear down any of the sovereignty and foundation of the United States of America. And that's what makes me upset, because my kids are going to go into a world. My son... What are they going to do? They're going to have to, all males, are they going to castrate all males, make all males eunuch and gender free? And now in New York City, you could put X on your birth certificate? Frankie, this is like a sickness. This is a sickness. You could put X on your birth certificate?
That's right. At least
you
in
could
New
say,
York City,
you could say, I'm not a man, I'm not a woman. Where are we with this? There's right and there's wrong. There's men and there's women.
Not anymore, there's not.
No, but I'm not going down. I am I will hold the door for women. When I'm in an elevator and there's women there, I hold the elevator door and I allow the women to go first. And I guess I'm a last of a dying. I will stand up. When a woman stands up at a table, I'm going to stand up. And is that sexist that I'm doing that?
And it's fine with me. I don't care.
And where's the Me Too movement in divorce court? When a judge says, okay, you have lifetime alimony. Do you know how insulting it is to tell a woman you can't live without that guy? Mm. That's what the judge is saying. The Me Too movement is, in divorce court, he's got to pay all your bills. That is so sexist and so wrong. Don't get me started. 877-970-2999. 10 before 7 o'clock. Susie Cerrone is on the roads for you this morning, looking out for you, traffic-wise. Hiya, Susie.
You're already started. What do you mean, don't get me started? Russ's Facebook's on fire about the whole parking thing.
Well, he's not. He sat down next to me at the game.
Right.
And the first thing he starts with, he goes, I go, what are you doing? He's on his phone. I go, look at the game. So Russ, take your phone. Look, don't look at your phone. Look at the game in front of you, three seats away, for crying out loud.
Right.
This is a beautiful thing. He goes, do you know what I pay? You know, Russ, with that Brooklyn accent.
I love his accent.
You know what I pay for parking? You know what I pay for parking? And he goes on, $52. And he goes on. And he was right. He's absolutely right.
It's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous, you know. And we'll get into it with Russ when he comes on in the 8 o'clock hour. 6:51. Susie's on the roads for you on AM 970, The Answer.
And we do have alternate side of the street. Parking rules in effect today. Some issues in the Bronx besides the parking. An accident on the Bronx River South at a Gun Hill Road. It's got the right lane blocked. You're backed up from Yonkers. There's a crash on the Deegan, rather on the Bruckner southbound at the Deegan. The Deegan southbound is already slow from north of Fordham Road down to the Cross Bronx in Queens. The LIE westbound is slow. Utopia Parkway to Woodhaven Boulevard getting to Queens. A lot of heavy traffic on the Whitestone Bridge. Queensbound may want to stick with the Throgs Neck instead. Inbound, George, 30 for the upper, 25 for the lower. The inbound Lincoln about 20. The Holland 30 from either approach. Parkway north, but a little slow from the Essex tolls up to Route 3. That's exit 153. The Thruway southbound is solid. 14A down into Westchester County. And heading into Westchester in Connecticut on 95 southbound, delays from exit 5 to the state line. That is late running road work. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerrone on AM 970, The Answer.
Let's talk cybersecurity. You think only big companies get hacked, right? Newsflash, hackers don't discriminate. They go after big companies and small ones too. A cyber attack could shut you down for weeks and cost millions. If you're an attorney, a doctor, an accountant, any industry, one employee or 100, make sure your business data is safe. Call my friend Frank Bradshaw at Hoike Technologies. Hoike Technologies has over 20 years experience helping small and mid-sized companies stay ahead of cyber attacks. Frank will set you up with a comprehensive 24/7 defense system that will work seamlessly with your current IT. October is Cybersecurity Awareness Month. Set up an appointment for a free consultation by October 31st and get 20% off your first month of service. Call Hoike Technologies right now. 833-464-5383. Serving all five boroughs and New Jersey. Online at hoiketech.com, spelled HOIKETech.com. 833-464-5383.
I want to say something about Rush Tax Resolution. There are a whole bunch of tax resolution firms. You'd be crazy to call anybody other than Rush. Let me just give you one testimonial. One customer said this, quote, "I wish I would have known about Rush Tax Resolution before the others took my money and didn't get results." Here's another one. "Rush Tax was great, always there to answer my questions, even with unexpected changes. 855-IRS-CALL, 855-IRS-CALL. If you're a business owner behind in payroll taxes, self-employed, a 1099 employee, and you owe back taxes or taxes of any kind, and you get these letters, they're not welcome notes. They can't just give you a suggestion. They mean business. And every moment you wait, it'll get worse. Write the number down. Rush Tax Resolution. 855-IRS-CALL. 855-IRS-CALL. 855-477-2255. Or rushtaxresolution.com. That's rushtaxresolution.com.
Here's your AM 970 weather answer forecast.
Times of clouds and sun today. It'll become warmer and more humid with a high around 80. A shower and thunderstorm will cross the area very late this afternoon and early tonight, and mostly cloudy later tonight, though 59. Cooler, less humid tomorrow with intervals of clouds and sun, the high 67. Saturday, clouds giving way to some sun, high 67. For Sunday, warmer and more humid again with a mix of sun and clouds and a high of 78. AM 970, The Answer.
Look at that. Thank you, Joe Lundberg. 654 with Joe on the radio, 877-970-2999. I love telling you about Parian & Sons because I like real jewelers. Don't you like that? Parian & Sons have been around for 96 years. And again, here you can go to ParianDiamonds.com, by the way. I'm going to give you the website right there. I'm giving you the websites early on as I tell you about all the good products we have to tell you about in the morning. You can go to ParianDiamonds.com. You know why? They will repair, they will restore, they will service. They took care of my watches like nobody else. It would have cost me thousands of dollars if I shipped my watch off to where I had to go. They go to another country. Just take it to Parian & Sons, please. Bring in your old tire jewelry. Pick it up looking brand spanking new. And now this. They will walk you through the four C's when you buy a diamond like nobody else. You could talk to Glenn Parian, my buddy, Maria, or Debbie, or Katie. Katie took me through. You know, she showed me all the beautiful diamonds they have at Parian & Sons. And the watches there are great as well. And the other stones, you have to check out Parian & Sons, please. And by the way, they offer that famous diamond buyback guarantee. That's amazing. Parian & Sons, right there on Franklin Avenue in Franklin Lakes, New Jersey. Or again, please try ParianDiamonds.com.
Due to the game, Kevin McCullough Radio, today at 3 p.m. on AM 970, The Answer.
Don't even tell me you like this. Don't.
It's not bad. Boy George, right?
Yes.
Yeah, not bad. Put it up. Turn it up. No, you're right. I don't. Okay. 6:56 with Joe Piscopo. Let me go to Mark real quick before we break. Mark, good morning. What's on your mind this morning?
Hey, what's up, Joey? I'm so proud of Lindsey Graham. Lindsey Graham went on that liberal station, and they were booing him for sticking up for Kavanaugh. And he turned to them and he said, go boo yourself. I think he wanted to use another word.
Yeah.
And boo. But what he's got gullions. He's got gullions. I love it.
Yeah,
phenomenal.
Mark, you're right, and thank you so much for calling in. It's, you know, I never saw that in Lindsey Graham. Lindsey's been on the show. We had a great time with Lindsey Graham when he was on the show. By the way, it was around the time when Donald Trump published his phone number. Remember that? And then Lindsey Graham dealt with it just in a very humorous way. And I thought he was great. And then I didn't see it when I went on with Maria on Monday, but they apparently on Saturday Night Live lampooned Lindsey Graham, and Kate McKinnon did a brilliant, brilliant take on Lindsey Graham. It's okay to laugh at it, but to the point at hand, Lindsey Graham was brilliant when he got mad. He said what we all feel, I think, and I love that. Now the question is, when Jeff Sessions steps away after the midterms, we know that's going to happen, or he gets fired, whatever happens, Lindsey Graham as the Attorney General. I'd like to see Rudolph Giuliani in that post. But, Frankie, you think Lindsey Graham, is that what they're talking about, huh? You think?
I think he would like it.
You think Lindsey Graham would like it, yeah. Step away from the Senate and be the AG of the United States. But you're right, Mark. We like courage and we like conviction. And by the way, you know who's going to break it down for us coming up in the 7 o'clock hour? Joe DeGeneva is just great. He's just one of the brightest minds in all of Washington. And we'll be talking about where we are with this Kavanaugh FBI investigation and this ridiculous Mueller probe. Remember that? Oh, yeah. That's still going on. Russ Salzberg, too. You don't want to miss Russ in the 8 o'clock hour. Trust me. You don't want to miss Russ. Steve Perillo. We're all going to Italy. Jerry Flynn and Mayor Giuliani himself on Radio Piscopo, live from New York.
News. Opinion. Passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
61 degrees at 6:59. I'm Al Gattulo with Local News First. Here's what's going on. A suspect wanted in connection with the fatal shooting of a teenager at a Brooklyn playground is under arrest. Police apprehended 14-year-old Aaron Nathaniel in the death of 16-year-old Timmy Oboya. Oboya was shot in the head September 21st as he was playing basketball at Chester Playground in Brownsville. Police say he was an innocent bystander, not the intended target. Charges against Nathaniel are pending. A man wanted to add an extra kick to his booze, but is instead in hot water. Authorities say he tried to smuggle cocaine through JFK Airport in Bailey's liquor bottles, but agents noticed something was off with the bottles, opened them, discovered about 9 pounds of the drug. Akeem Rasheen Lewis, traveling from Jamaica to New York, he was arrested. He's been handed over to Homeland Security agents. In sports, Yankees over the A's, 7-2.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.